This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider. You're listening to Betting Weekly Bundesliga on the BetRivers Network.
Hello and welcome to the Betting Weekly Bundesliga podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Chris Perry and George Gamble with me, Rob Daly, to look ahead to match day 12. A crazy match day 11 that didn't do us any favours. George, what happened at the weekend?
Well, we just seem to be on the wrong side of so many harsh decisions, and it's one of them. Like, it happens. It's very unfortunate. I mean, myself personally, I had Gladbach to beat Eintracht at home. It's felt Eintracht were, you know, very inconsistent, and Gladbach have been solid at home. They really have. And I just felt stylistically that the Gladbach would do okay. But no, Eintracht rocked up and claimed obviously that 3-1 victory. So that was a loss there. And then Bochum against Union Berlin. So it was top versus bottom. You know, me and Chris were just saying off air, you know, Union Berlin were one of the most consistent sides in the league and usually being quite dependable, and, you know, top of the table. Bochum, you finally feel, you know, one of the sides that are consistently average, and they rock up with a 2-1 win. It's, you know, beating top of the league.
No, that result made no sense. Bottom exactly. of the league, top of the league. Yeah, it was ridiculous.
But it's, the thing is, it's not even just that. Like, you can say, oh, bottom versus top, and it's as easy as that. You know, they were, even so, like, I still couldn't believe that Bochum were able to score twice against Union and go on and win the game. But nevertheless, it is what it is. And then finally, for me, Freiburg versus Werder Bremen. I thought, you know, Werder have been fantastic on the road this season, you know, the way they flood forward. And I felt confident that they could at least score a couple of times here, particularly with how awful Freiburg defended defensively against Bayern. You know, if your defence is all over the shop against them, it can happen. But you'd expect the concentration levels to be higher, and they just weren't. So I felt Werder Bremen could find some joy, and obviously had a red card after 14 minutes, you know, yeah, in the first half. And it doesn't help. I mean, it was a deserved red card, don't get me wrong. But, you know, in terms of our picks, obviously, it's not something you want to see. But, yeah, so very unfortunate. A few decisions that definitely did not go our way. And, yeah, just once again, common theme, unfortunate.
Yeah, similar theme for me, really. Leverkusen obviously got absolutely battered the week before. And Wolfsburg really struggled for goals this season. So you're thinking at least one of them wouldn't score, and suddenly it's a free-flowing 2-2 draw of a game.
Yeah.
And then Augsburg cruising at 3-0 up until the stupid sending off of Iago after 66 minutes, and suddenly that one becomes 3-3. So that one was all looking good, both teams to score, no, up until the sending off. And then obviously Hertha Schalke, 1-1 up until the 88th minute when there was a sudden winner. So as I said, I think we're doing, if there was a table of picks up to around 75 minutes, I think we'd be right up there, but we're just not quite getting the luck to get us over the line at times.
Yeah, sadly, we don't have that at the moment. This is how the Betting Weekly Handicappers League table is looking at the moment. We've got ground to make up. We had started to climb the table, and we'd actually be, based on what we did have at one point, would be above the guys from the Mexican League as well. But regardless, we move and we go on to match day 12. And we got to start with one of the standout games from the weekend. It is RB Leipzig against Bayer Leverkusen. George, this is one of your picks. And a man who starred for Leipzig last night, the Champions League. Unbelievably good finish against Real Madrid. Christopher Nkunku, you've got your eye on him.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a man on fire, isn't he? He really is. And you know, as you mentioned, Leipzig, they were in action last night against a very much changed Real Madrid outfit. Obviously won that one 3-2, which would do Leipzig's confidence the world of good. Whereas Bayer Leverkusen obviously face a trip to the other side of Madrid in the shape of Atletico tonight. And they need to win if they're to stand a chance of qualifying into the knockout phase. So, you know, they really need to go for it this evening. So for me, an extra day's rest will obviously suit Leipzig, particularly if Leverkusen do give it everything they have in Spain tonight. And But first choice keeper Peter Gulacsi remains out for the host, so that means Blažević should probably be in the sticks. For the visitors, though, Wirtz, Bellarabi, Azmoun, Schick and Arangis all remain unavailable to Xabi Alonso. And Schick's a huge miss for me. Although he's yet to hit some form, he's only scored twice in 10 league appearances. You look at last season, their win percentage dropped to just 47% when he wasn't in the side, as opposed to almost 60 with him. You know, even if he's not scoring, he's still kind of integral to the way they want to play. But Leipzig were quite poor on the road once again. And as you mentioned previously, Chris, obviously when we're going through last week's results, they found themselves 3-0 down after the hour mark. But those two rapid-fire yellow cards for Iago obviously saw them claw it back to 3-0. But for me, you know, they're the informed side on home soil, Leipzig. Have won four of their last five games at the Red Bull Arena, drawing the other. And they've conceded just four times across that period. And I think they'll feel confident having that extra day to prepare. But yeah, Christopher Nkunku, five goal involvements in six appearances against Leverkusen, and has managed 15 shots across his last five home league appearances this term. It just doesn't seem to matter where he plays. You know, if he's an attacking midfielder or playing in that centre forward role, he's just got a knack of scoring goals, and he always just pops up at the right moment. Just positionally, he always seems to know where the ball's going to land. He seems to know where to be. And that's something that can't really be taught. You know, he's got that in abundance. And for me, it just seems likely he can get on the score sheet here. As you mentioned, he was on target last night once again. He's also on penalties and dispatched three of the four he's taken this season. Only Bochum and Wolfsburg have conceded more penalties than Bayer Leverkusen. And I think they'll be on the back foot for large parts of this game. So for me, Christopher Nkunku to score, I was expecting it to be probably around evens, just given the form that he's in and the way that Leverkusen are conceding chances. I honestly don't think it matters where Nkunku plays. I think he's going to get opportunities, and he's shown that in the previous games he's played at this venue. You know, he's always getting shots off. He's always getting into those areas. So at plus 128 for Christopher Nkunku to get on the score sheet anytime in the current form that he's in is a good price for me, and that's something that I'll definitely be backing.
Yeah, I can't disagree. I think he's the outstanding player in the Bundesliga. I really do. Certainly last season, and has carried it on this season. His form's been absolutely fantastic. And as you say, he's not really an out-and-out forward. It doesn't matter where he plays. His timing of his runs into the box and his finishing is just excellent.
That's why I thought Man City would sign him, actually. I know it looks like Chelsea have got him, but I saw him as being that completely sort of, you can't pigeonhole him kind of position player that I thought City would love. Timo Werner injured last weekend, came off the bench to score against Leipzig. And when it's Nkunku and Werner, that's the best link-up. So I wonder if Werner comes back into the starting 11. But this is a question for you, Chris. Leipzig have got this game. It's a big game against another Champions League side, albeit Leverkusen are struggling. They have to go to Shakhtar next and avoid defeat, and they're through. And they play on Wednesday of next week. How do you think Marco Rosa plays it with the team selection? I mean, does he just have to go as strong as he can for this game and play in Nkunku even? You know, I mean, is there any risk he'd rotate, do you think?
I don't think so. I think if they were first or second in the league, I think he might think about rotating. But at the moment, they're sitting in eighth place. Their form's been inconsistent, and they want to get into those Champions League spots, obviously in the league, to qualify again next year. And I think the amount of rest is going to be huge. Saturday to Wednesday is loads and loads of time to give players even a couple of
days
off.
It's a good break, isn't it, considering? Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay, so just looking at Nkunku's XG stats, by the way, I think he's overperforming in terms of the way he's taken his chances, which is overperforming to the average. I mean, Nkunku's finishing is absolutely superb.
Yeah,
Okay, so that's an Nkunku goal scorer pick. Let's go to Bayern Mainz. Now, this has been a recurring theme this season, but trying to find value in Bayern because they're so often the overwhelming favourite. What have you seen here, Chris, for Bayern Mainz on Saturday, second versus sixth?
I look at Bayern, obviously really, really strong at home. And I can't see them losing. They've won three and drawn two at home this season. They've scored 14 goals. Only conceded three, but then they're playing against Mainz, who come off the back of a brilliant 5-0 win against Cologne last week, where they absolutely blew Cologne away. Karim Onisivo was absolutely outstanding in that game. And actually, they are top of the away table this season, Mainz. They got 1-4, lost 2, but they've got the most points. They've scored 9 goals away from home this season. They've scored the first goal in the last four meetings between these two teams. And I just feel they've got a goal in them. And so for me, Bayern, I think, will win the game. I mean, they've only lost one of the last 13 Bundesliga games. They're 12 games unbeaten at home, winning eight of those. They've won the last five at home against Mainz. But both teams to score in the last three of those games. And I just think that Mainz are coming here in really good form. Scored five last week. Top of the away table, as I said. And I think Bayern have got enough to win the game. But I think Mainz will score a goal. So Bayern and both teams to score is at plus 130, which is where I think there's value in that when you're back in Bayern Munich.
Yeah, I wouldn't be put off by it at all. I think Mainz away from home. They've been very impressive this season, as you've already mentioned. You know, and they've scored at least twice in three of their six away games. I think my only concern would be, you know, both teams to score often at Bayern Munich. Obviously at home, I think it's always a bit risky. But obviously, at that plus money, you know, I wouldn't be put off it, particularly with the rate that Mainz are scoring away from home. Yeah, I wouldn't be put off by it at all. But I think I'll let Chris go ahead and make that his main play.
Well, Manuel Neuer, I mean, does Manuel Neuer's fitness come into this for you, Chris?
Yes, absolutely.
He's out at the moment, isn't he?
Manuel Neuer's obviously injured at the moment. Lucas Hernandez too, who would be a starter in the back four. Buna Sarr, who I know is a backup, but again, could play in the back four. They're missing all three of those defenders at the moment. And no real injuries to first-choice players for Mainz. They're coming in pretty much with a full first 11 pick. So Neuer makes a huge difference. I mean, he is a fantastic goalkeeper, has been for the last 15 or so years, you know, and that's why when you miss a player of his, you know, his stature, it does take something out of your team.
Just reading, actually, there's something interesting about the way they're handling Manuel Neuer's injury. This is what Julian Nagelsmann has said, because he's got the shoulder issue and Neuer wants to play at the World Cup. And it seems Nagelsmann's being accommodating of this issue. He was saying this ahead of the weekend game because he didn't play in the weekend victory. Feeling pain, he's likely to miss Barcelona. We're aiming for him to return for the Mainz game. We will need to wait until his shoulder heals enough so that he can play. So that might be one for people to keep an eye out with this pick as well, if Manuel Neuer is available or not, because it's a huge upgrade, isn't it, in goal for Bayern? There's no doubt about that compared to when Sven Ulreich is out injured. Let's go to Wolfsburg versus Bochum, 14th versus 17th. Actually, the point I was going to make about Union Marseille, because we're going to talk about Union Berlin, aren't we, with regards to Gladbach. So Bochum, a boosting win, Chris. So what have you seen here?
Yeah, I just won two of the last three games. Been a little bit of a turnaround since Thomas Letch has taken over. Mm-hmm. A fantastic victory that's obviously going to really give them a lot of confidence. You know, to beat Union Berlin and score two goals against them has been really difficult for anyone else to do. I just feel that they're playing against a Wolfsburg team here who have drawn the last three games. But if you look at the stats, both teams have scored in the last four of Wolfsburg's games. Both teams have scored in the last two of Bochum's games. Wolfsburg have only won one of the last six at home, but both teams to score in the last three at home. Both teams are scoring two of the last three away for Bochum. They've started to look more confident. I know they've lost, obviously, all five. But they've scored six goals in their last three games, Bochum. And I just feel there's a goal in them. The confidence they'll get from last week, there's a goal in them. I think Wolfsburg will also score. So I've gone for both teams to score and over 2.5 in this at plus 107.
See, I mean, I look at this pick as well. You look at the way that Wolfsburg are scoring every game, scoring a couple, most games at least.
Yeah.
And then always conceding. And where they're facing a resurgent Bochum will be a problem for them. I wonder to what extent Bochum, I was thinking about the game, George, the other day with Union Berlin, because we're going to get to Union shortly. And I think probably playing as the underdog suits Bochum, and it probably suits Union in a way. They like sort of being this, like when they play a team like Dortmund, it sort of suits them to sit and hit on the counter-attack. And then when a team maybe does it to them, because Bochum did them in transition.
Yes. Yeah.
It's extremely hard to play against a team who's doing the same thing. You can't both be like the underdog in the same game. So do you think, George, they'd go there and sit a little bit and try and frustrate Wolfsburg? Is there any risk that it will actually end up being a tight encounter, despite the fact that Wolfsburg, as Chris mentioned, looks so porous defensively against Leverkusen?
I think so. I think, you know, it was a great result for Bochum, but just in terms of, you know, they need to start picking up results, and they're starting to do that. And they'll know that this Wolfsburg side aren't great at the back, but at the same time, nor Bochum. You know what I mean? So it's a case of, you know, well, if we overcommit, we're probably going to get caught out. Away from home, they've not been great. You know, they've only scored more than once on the road in one of their five away games so far. So, you know, they're not frequent scorers on the road whatsoever. But you mentioned, obviously, with Wolfsburg, you know, they do concede quite frequently. And their games at home have been quite entertaining. You look at, they've scored at least twice in four of their five, but have also conceded twice in four of their last five home games as well. So, yeah, I wouldn't be put off it by, or put off Chris's pick whatsoever. I think the first half could potentially be a bit of a chess match in terms of trying to just feel each other out. But I think one goal could change everything. Bochum, I think, you know, as you said, that win against Union would just do them the world of good for their confidence. I just don't trust either side defensively. So, yeah, I'd be inclined to agree with Chris on his method and particularly his pick there.
Okay, let's go to Union against Borussia Mönchengladbach. This is a Sunday game, Union playing in Europe on Thursday, which sort of adds a uncertain element to it. But they're still top of the table despite their defeat to Bochum last week. There was a key injury potential issue ahead of the game. Jordan Sabatiu, Jordan as he likes to be known, came off against Dortmund, but was fit to start, and they still lost to Bochum. So they're going to take on a Gladbach side missing a number of key players here. So, George, what's your value? You're dipping into the corners market.
I certainly am. You know, props is something that I do enjoy, and I find a lot of joy in as well, usually. But you know, I do quite like the card markets, but unfortunately they're unavailable. And also with the Bundesliga, we don't know who the referee is yet, so it's best to steer clear of that anyway. I am dipping into the corners market. I just think Union, they're likely to approach this one with a degree of caution. As you mentioned before, you know, they prefer playing as the underdogs. I think we've seen that, you know, if anything, that game against Bochum showed that they do prefer being the underdogs. They prefer to be, you know, the less likely to win, and they like to cause a bit of a shock. But yeah, I just think they might play the majority of it in their own half here and maybe look to break on Gladbach. And it's an interestingly poised match, considering both of them come into it off the back of disappointing defeats. And I think both will want to return to winning ways. So it's going to be a bit of a close one. I don't think it'll be completely a high scoring game. So with the way that Union play and the kind of tactics they choose to implement, for me, it just means that teams can play freely in the middle third of the pitch, and it invites pressure. And that's a large part of the reason that no side has conceded more corners at home than Union Berlin this season. 33 from five games, which is an average of 6.6 per match. Compare that with Gladbach, who they tend to want to play on the front foot, and they do love to put crosses into the box. And they're averaging exactly five corners per game. And the majority of their play this season has taken place down either flank, more so than in the middle. They've taken at least five corners in four of their five away matches. The only one they failed to hit that mark was away at Bayern Munich. And I don't really think a lot of weight can be put on performances against Bayern Munich. I think it's just a completely different matchup. They don't see enough of the ball. I was expecting this to be around even money, but it's priced up at +128. So for me, it provides excellent value. It's a great price. A lot has changed since last season, but this exact fixture saw Gladbach rack up eight corners in total. And with the game state as it is, I think five corners for Gladbach is a reasonable amount, a perfectly reasonable amount, and it should be reachable for them. You know, they're one of the best sides, Gladbach, in terms of winning aerial battles, and 32% of their goals this season have come from set pieces, with 38% of the goals Union have conceded coming from those exact same situations. And so I just think the visitors might even target free kicks and corners as their best chance of scoring against a very compact Union defence. And, you know, Union, they're in Europa League action against Braga during the week, and a counter-attacking style may be the go-to option for Fischer. And that will just invite unnecessary pressure for me, but it's pressure that we'd need for the corners. And yeah, I was very surprised to see Gladbach to get five or more corners at +128. Like I said, I thought it would be around evens. And I just think stylistically, the way this game could unfold, I think we could see a lot of action on the flanks. And yeah, Gladbach to rack up five or more corners at that price definitely made appeal to me.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I don't disagree at all with George. I think obviously Union like to sit back and allow teams to attack, so they're gonna allow Gladbach to build up some pressure. They're gonna allow Gladbach to attack and look to hit them on the counter. That you can concede corners if you do that, you know. And with the likes of Marcus Thuram in the team, Both teams have scored, obviously, in the last five meetings between these two. So it suggests it could be a game where Gladbach are going to attack just as much as Union.
Okay, the final pick is a game that both of you have interest in. It's another Sunday game and another side involved in Europe, and that is Freiburg. They're third in the standings. They're away at Schalke, who sacked their manager, Frank Kramer, after a couple of defeats to Hoffenheim last week. Schalke with the second worst defence in the Bundesliga, just one win all season, seven losses in their opening 11. Both of you like Freiburg here with slightly different takes. So let's get into this and then we'll talk about it. Starting with you, Chris.
Yeah, I just obviously just changed the manager. So there might be a slight bounce here and a slight difference in the way that they play Schalke. But they're bottom of the home table, having won just one and drawn one of the five games they've played. They've only scored eight goals at home. They're really, really struggling. Whereas Freiburg come here fourth, they are in the away table. They've won three, drawn two, only lost one of their away games this season. They've scored 10 goals in the last three games against Schalke. And if you actually look at it, you know, they've won the last three meetings. They're unbeaten in the last six meetings at the Veltins Arena. I just think there's Freiburg here will come and they will win. I think Schalke will have a go. I think Freiburg to win and over 2.5 goals at plus 180 is really good value. It's over 3.5 in three of the over 2.5 in the last seven at home for Schalke, over 3.5 in three of the last four away for Freiburg. I just think there's goals in this game, but Freiburg will be too good and win the game.
Yeah, I mean, I was leaning towards Freiburg as well, but I'm playing it a little bit safer personally. You know, five of the 10 goals that Freiburg have scored on the road have come from set pieces, and that'll be something I think Christian Streich will look to exploit here. Freiburg have actually taken more shots from free kicks than any other side in the Bundesliga, and they're being fouled on average nearly 12 times per match. I actually think we could see some cards here, but as we mentioned at the time of recording, we don't know who the referees are. We're also unsure, as you mentioned, obviously, regarding Schalke's managerial situation. And there's been lots of reports circulating that they're interested in bringing the former Switzerland and Bordeaux manager, Vladimir Petkovic. But obviously, at the moment, we're not sure what's going on there. So we'll see what develops. But in the meantime, you know, the interim trainer, Matthias Kreuzer, replaced Frank Kramer. When they lost that 2-1 match to Hertha Berlin, he came out and said, you know, it's depressing for all of us. Of course, they were hanging heads in the dressing room, but the heads have to come up and we have to stand up. You know, they were mightily disappointed with that. And you do sort of wonder what that may do for the confidence. But regardless of that, talking about set pieces, you know, Schalke are conceding more corners than any other side, and also more crosses into the box than any other side as well. And we saw Schalke keeper Alexander Schwolo. He does have a tendency to flap, doesn't he? And he doesn't command his area that well. But he made that really, really poor error in that loss to Hertha. It was a really poor, really poor error and very costly as well. I could just see him being bombarded with crosses, and he's going to have to come out and try and claim these here. But yeah, like I said, they were very unlucky, in my opinion, against Hertha. And in fact, two of their players, Mehmet Can Aydın and Cedric Brunner, both expressed how disappointed they were to have nothing to show for it. Schalke have also conceded at least twice in four of their five home league matches, only avoiding such a feat in a 3-1 home win against Bochum. They've conceded in 10 of their 11 league games overall, and I just can't see them keeping a clean sheet against Freiburg here. Schalke just look extremely soft defensively. For me, I'm just wary of backing an away win at the moment, and I just strongly feel that the visitors will create enough opportunities to at least get on the score sheet a couple of times. Gregoric is joint top scorer for Freiburg with four goals, and two of those have been with his head. And for me, I just think they're going to bombard Schalke's penalty area. I really do, with, you know, particularly in the air. So my main pick for this one is Freiburg to score two or more goals at minus 125. But I was tempted by a lean on Gregoric to score at plus 180.
A bit of value there, perhaps, as well. What do you think, Chris?
I just think if you actually look at the injuries in this game, Kaminski, Grimel, Cisse and Vandenberg, all centre-backs are injured for Schalke at the moment, potentially out of this match. They've got two fullbacks playing in a back three alongside Maya Shida in Cedric Brunner and Henning Matriciani, who's only played a handful of games this season coming in from the second side. And you just feel that, you know, what George is saying makes a lot of sense. And that's the reason why I've gone for Freiburg to win. They're just missing four centre-backs and they're playing a back three.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder if they'd even been... I haven't seen anything about this, but whether they'd be tempted to change the keeper. Alexander Schwolow playing against his parent club, having that error last week for the Lucas Toussaint goal.
Exactly.
They do have Ralph Fairman on the bench, but I don't know. That'd be a big call with an already unsettled defence.
It is a big call.
To change the goalkeeper would be bold, yeah.
Do you change the entire thing?
Okay, we'll wait and see. But the boys going for Freiburg and goals, essentially, for that game. 18th versus 3rd in the standings. Let's remember, Freiburg currently in the Champions League places. Okay, that's all we've got time for. Gents, pick of the week. We still do that, do we? We're not the suspicious ones. The French guys are.
Well, we are suspicious, but we didn't.
But all right. Okay. Well, let's have a little look at the picks this week then, and we can get your favourite of the week. What are you saying here, Chris?
I'm going to go for Bayern to win and both teams to score at +130 against Mainz.
And I will go with Freiburg to score two or more goals at -125 away at Schalke.
Oh, I thought you were going to go for your corners one there. I thought because you put corners
on
the bike.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I do favour the corners. That would have been my next one for sure. But I think I just lean toward the 2+ goals scored.
Okay, boys, good luck. Let's have a good one. That's all we've got time for. If you want more from Chris, George and all the experts on the Bet Rivers Network, it's at Because We Win on Twitter to follow. That's it for now. All prices available at the Bet Rivers website. And we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Bundesliga on the Bet Rivers Network.